This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And hello, everybody. This is Tom Chanel, and I am on the bottom of the screen. There is a reason for that today, which will become abundantly evident very, very soon. But we are now Legacy Leadership with Adrian and Tom Chanel, and it's a pivot for us. And you're going to like what you see. You're going to see a whole lot less meaningless banter. You're going to see a lot more thought-provoked, deep conversations. And you're going to see some guests that come from all walks of life that have done one thing and one thing only, and that's changed the world in their own little way. And our initial guest is somebody that is a dear friend of mine through thick and thin over many, many years. And a guy that I try to talk to every Sunday morning for at least half an hour for a spiritual check-in, because that's how important he is to me in my life. I love the guy. But before we go there, over to Adrian Chanel. And what's going on, my son?
Yeah, this is super exciting. And this is our, what is it? I think it's just our second show, right? In the new format of Legacy Leadership. And I'm really excited for the conversation today. And I, you know, as we go into a holiday week here in the United States, Thanksgiving, and thinking about that and you know, really trying to slow down and think about what I'm grateful for. I'm grateful for this transition and for who we get to talk to today. So we're going to have some fun, aren't we?
Oh, it's going to be great. Are you going to tell them why we get it?
Why we changed the name of the show?
Yeah, why don't I tell them? Because it's better.
That's what I was hoping for.
Okay, good. So here's the deal. The show, many years ago, used to be called the Home-Based Business Radio Show, and it was big. It was a blowtorch. Everybody wanted to have their own show. So I got Troy Dooley and Doug Firebaugh and all these people hooked up with a guy named Ted Anderson who owns the Genesis Communication Network. And he gave them a Monday through Friday really cool time slot to do a radio show. So they said, wow, that's a great idea. We'll name it the Home Business Show. So I was the Home-Based Business Radio Show, and they changed their name to the Home Business Show, which basically wiped me out because they were on 5 days a week, and I didn't want to play any games with it. So I changed the name of the show to the Tom Chanel Show. So we had that forever, and then Adrian shows up on the scene with contact mapping and says, I'm not getting enough attention. He's kind of a needy kid. So he said, I want to change it to the Network Marketing Leadership Show. So we did that, which was a brilliant move, except one problem. We had no idea that contact mapping was going to be changing the world, not just the network marketing profession, but everything. So we were forced to make another move to be able to get on the audiences in the places like LinkedIn and all those places that aren't real fond of network marketers and still get into their ear as far as wanting them to listen to the show, maybe someday to bring them into network marketing, maybe not, but it's just more who we are. And I want you to think about legacy leadership. What does that mean? You know, you take a look at when does it happen in legacy leadership? The father comes in. He's got a pretty good name to himself. That's me. Not as good as I think it is, probably, but big. And here comes his kid. And the kid ends up better than the dad. And that's what we're talking about. I built a legacy that has to go on forever. And here comes this kid. And he picked it up and made it better. And he will do the same thing with his kids. And it's going to go on and on and on like that. So that's, and there's all kinds of people like that out there. And what we want to do is put light on unbelievable people and unbelievable stories over companies and things like that, products. So that's where we're headed here. It's going to be cool. So back to you, and let's get to our unbelievably great first guest, John Milton Bach.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, here's what I would say. Legacy is certainly part of our story. It's certainly part of what we, you know, this sort of sharing and taking of the mantle of from you to me and that sort of aspect of it. But it's really about how, for any of us as leaders, how do you want to be remembered? what is it that you're going to do that's going to have people remember you and that is going to have a lasting impact in the world, whether they remember you specifically or not? How do you leave a mark in the world that's positive? And that's really what this is about. And I'm super excited for our guest, John Milton Fogg, today. And I actually, this is going to be a little bit of a backhanded compliment, so I apologize in advance, John. But, you know, John is kind of the mentor to the mentor of the mentors that many of you know today. And so, you know, you look at a guy like a Ray Higdon or like a Fraser Brooks or some of these guys, you know, many of those people were mentored by guys like Eric Worre and like Fraser or, and like Richard Blissbrook and others. And I remember distinctly Richard in particular saying to me that he doesn't believe that there would be a network marketing profession in the way that it looks today if it were not for John Milton Fogg, that he's been that important of a mentor. And even though from an age perspective, in many ways, they're contemporaries, John has been so influential. But I think that there's probably many of you who don't know that name and don't know what he is up to and what he has been up to and what he continues to be up to. And so I actually want to go back a little bit in time, John, and have you share a little bit of your story of your early journey and career in the network marketing profession, and specifically, you know, the impact that you were able to create through the magazine that you co-founded in the early days of your career. So talk about the, you know, how did you get exposed to network marketing, and how did that lead up to creating Upline Magazine?
I had a product experience back in the early 1980s, I think it was. I'm not the best with dates, Adrian.
That's all right.
They're not important. So, I was surprised. I remembered, you know, when The Greatest Networker was done. My wife at the time and I, saw some people who left our community, and they returned. They were in California for months. They came back and they looked incredible. They just glowed. They were wonderful. What are you doing? I mean, I know the California sun, but we're taking this blue green algae. Oh yeah. Okay. So we'll take some. So we did, based just on noticing them. They were a walking ad for the thing. And we did it for about 3 weeks and then backed off. And in about 2 days, my wife Sue and I both at the same time in the afternoon said, I'm tired, let's take a nap. We are two people who never, ever, ever take naps. What the heck was that all about? And we said, the algae. So we committed to doing it. I signed up as a distributor. I was the marketing manager of a natural food company called Erewhon, which was one of the pioneers in that business. I wrote a 6-7 page sales letter. I sent it out to 168 people. 138 of them ordered product. I brought 40 people into the business, and nobody did a thing, because I didn't know what the H I was doing. I had not a clue. I was a marketing guy and a copywriter, and that's what I did. The first week I was in the business, I wrote a newsletter. The second week I wrote 2. The third week I wrote 3. President of the company, lady named Marta Coleman, called me up, and I believe this is direct quote, "Who the hell are you?" And we started to talk, and I then began to write things, brochures and video scripts, audio scripts, training stuff for that company, Celltech. And so I started as a distributor and took off like a shot, but conveniently for me, with my flaws, my character flaws as a network marketer, I took a very strong right turn into writing and researching. That's how I met Richard Brook, was through investigating this business, what made it tick. Tom Schreider, you know, a number of people who were around at the time, and there wasn't much. I mean, there were two books, maybe. And so I worked for Celltech and other network marketing companies, doing that kind of stuff. And then in 1989, and it's too long a story to tell, it actually started out as a pyramid scheme with speakers coming to hotel rooms. And we decided speakers are great. The hotel rooms are a hassle. Let's make it a publication. We started this thing called MLM Success. I had a good friend, John David Mann, who, along with a man named Randolph Bird, had taken a magazine John created called Solstice, and they were running that. And we put ourselves together and created MLM Success. Success Magazine calls up and says, hey, this is wonderful. We'll license you the use of the word success in your publication for $1 a year. That's a call from a New York publishing company. I grew up in and out of New York. No New York lawyers are going to bless you for $1 a year. You're hooked and you're going to get landed somewhere you don't want to be. I called Scott up in an hour and I said, gosh, that was a great offer and we appreciate it. And it's not necessary. We changed our name to Upline. What more do you want to know?
That is awesome.
And we, you know, I think we had some very high-minded ideas about network marketing. I mean, I was pretty instrumental in getting that issue of Success Magazine that became famous with Richard Brook on the cover. And he was there because I muscled him in. And they had wanted J. Van Andel and Rich DeVos on the cover. And they said, no, thank you. I really think they thought they were too big a deal to do that. You know, Richard jumped on it. Success loved his Chicken Choppers to Success story. That was perfect for their formula.
Yeah.
You know, we just went from there. And it was all about when I first started that company, Adrian, my dream, vision, commitment, purpose, pleasure, passion was I wanted to create a company of people who loved each other, who loved the customers and the industry they serve, and who loved their work.
That's perfect. So I'm going to hold on 1 second, John, because we're going to take a break, but you landed it exactly where I wanted you to. We're going to come right back to that story, and I want to ask you about that on the other side of the break. You are listening to Legacy Leadership on the Genesis Communication Network. We'll be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the Low Cost Airlines Travel Hotline right now. For prices so low, low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
10. Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
And we're back. It is Tom Chenault. It's Adrian Chenault. This is Legacy Leadership, and what a day it is. We've got the one and only John Milton Fogg. If you people haven't read The Greatest Networker, which he wrote that book before writing books was fashionable. It has sold millions of copies in lots of languages all over this planet. And all of you should go buy that book. But what you don't know is there is a lot of books by some unbelievably great network marketers and human beings that John wrote their book for and with them. And he's got an unbelievable skill. And what I love most about John is he is such a student of communication and student of personal work and human relationships. And what we found out over, even though he's got a face that kind of argues the fact, he loves people. He loves people with all of his heart. And he's this kind of crusty looking guy with a heart the size of a basketball that literally suffers about your happiness. And I love people like that. I love him. I've got a picture of him right over my shoulder right there. That's not actually John Fogg, but kind of looks like him. And I'm very proud of that. So over to you, Adrian. Get this show hot.
All right, so John, just before the break, you shared something, and you actually had mentioned this to me the other day when we were chatting before the show, that the vision behind Upline Magazine was fundamentally love, to create an organization of people that loved each other, that loved the profession, that loved the customers. And, you know, that even today, you know, in certain circles, people would go, wait, what? Like, what's that about? But back then, that was a radical idea, I would imagine. Where did that come from? And
I don't.
How did that show? All right. Well, how did it show up?
I'm not being funny. I don't have a clue where it came from. It was not You know, you asked, when you invited me on the show, and you go legacy, and I'm like, oh, God, what? Legacy? Legacy? What? What is legacy? I got four kids, and I'm real proud of them, and they grew up in spite of me. Legacy? What is legacy? I have no interest in 50 years from now people remembering the name John Milton Fogg. It just doesn't matter to me. But what does matter to me is in thinking about what is the word love mean? What's it mean to you, Adrian? What's your definition of love?
It's a hard word to define.
Yeah, no kidding. Thomas, you do love like crazy, love and then love more. What do you mean love?
That means letting love stand right where it is with no propaganda tied to it, where people are treated exactly with nothing but kindness because they are where God has them, not where I have them. So I have to love unconditional, John. That's what it is.
Adrian, did you think of anything, or you want to let us old guys mess with it?
You old farts, take it away. I think that was good enough.
I think it's the selfless commitment to other people's growth.
Yeah.
What's that?
To other people being more and better in their lives, in their work, in what's important to them, what's their heart's desire. That's love. That's selfless commitment. And so, I mean, that's one of the most consistent accusations aimed at me is that I'm arrogant. And I have done a very poor job at communicating that's not arrogance. It's not unwarranted self-praise. I don't give a damn. What I do care about is people's spiritual growth, people's getting the life experience of peace and joy and freedom with love, through love. That's it. That's the bottom line. My deal is the universal life purpose for every human being on this planet, everyone, no exceptions, is to love and be loved. So can we bring that into business? 20 years ago, Tim Sanders wrote Love is the Killer App. 20 whole years ago, baby.
That just blew me away.
And it's more true today. You watch Brene Brown is trotting around there with, I don't know how many, 25 million TED views on vulnerability. What is that? That's love. Compassion. Michael Ventura, applied empathy in General Electric's medical unit with Nike shoes. I mean, hello. And I think the polarization that we see in our world with all the unhappiness and flat out hate is just, we're the other side of that. I'm the other side of that. And the people I want to be with are the other side of that.
Amen. We got to take one more quick break. We'll be right back on the Genesis Communication Network.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. A fresh round of rallies against mandatory COVID vaccination has hit Australia, with hundreds of thousands protesting in dozens of cities. Aerial footage captured huge crowds. New rallies all across the country happened on Saturday as people demonstrated for more freedom in relation to coronavirus vaccination, organized by the Millions March Against Mandatory Vaccination group. Massive protests swept central Sydney, Melbourne, Canberra, and Perth, along with 30 other cities and towns in Australia. The United States will restrict travel from South Africa and seven other African countries on Monday in a bid to control the spread of the new COVID-19 variant. Dr. Anthony Fauci was one of the officials who met with Biden before the proclamation was released, the president told reporters in Massachusetts. This is USA Radio News. COVID-19 czar Dr. Anthony Fauci's credibility is down to an all-time low after he raised doubts about families gathering for Christmas. In the latest Rasmussen Reports survey, 54% of likely voters agreed that he has lost all credibility. Fauci says if you're vaccinated, get boosted.
As we're getting into the holiday season, you want to be fully protected in the sense of getting optimal. I mean, the vaccines themselves clearly are still highly effective, but you want to make sure the durability of that protection is longer, and that's the reason. And that's what the boost is all about. Bottom line, Dana, get boosted.
Mexican authorities have laid out a series of conditions for reviving the Remain in Mexico program, the Trump-era framework under which asylum seekers were returned to Mexico to await the processing of their claims, with the development coming in context of the Biden administration's plans to reinstate the policy following a court order. This is USA Radio News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We're back at Sanchin Albans, the network. It is the Legacy Leadership Show with John Milton Fogg, Adrian Chenault. I blew a lot of things to smithereens right there. Sorry about that. I'm totally mesmerized by John Milton Fogg and where he thinks from and the way he thinks. And on the other side of the break and during the commercial, he was talking about belonging. And we call it the BLTSs. Where people, if they feel like they belong, if they feel like they are loved, if they feel like they can trust you and they feel they're safe with you, they're going to do everything they can to do business with you. You're going to have a tough time keeping them away from you. If you don't have all four of those, I'll guarantee you they're going to sign up, but they are not in. You've got to have all four. And one of the great inquiries in my life is finding out which one of those four is missing in my close relationships. People that I love, that I know, somewhere along the line, one of those four went by the wayside, but our relationship isn't such that we can talk it out. They don't think. And I pull that elephant out of the refrigerator, and it's one of the most beautiful experiences ever because we can talk. And John, you and I have had these kind of conversations, which were, hey, can we get straight with each other and we talk like that? And we've grown much, much closer in an already close relationship as a result of most of the skill sets that you've got with your speaking, listening course, and things like that. You get to it, and I love that about you.
Well, thank you. And, the song is singing in my head, I'm just a boy who is searching for good. Oh, Lord, please don't let me be misunderstood. Look, my being misunderstood is on me. I'm very clear about that. But what people, my commitment to your growth and development is much stronger than whether you like me or like what I say or like how I say it. And I'm so sorry that I rub people the wrong way because I get in their face and I'm blunt and direct and careless about it. You know, I grew up with a teacher who said, who cares about your crummy feelings? Well, I finally come to realize everybody cares about their crummy feelings. And so I need to do that. And it's, Tommy, it's worked for me because I usually put that away. I don't care about your feelings. What I care is that you got an understanding of how you got this belief. And here's what we can do so that you can break through this. You've been in network marketing for 3 years. You've sponsored 4 people. You're struggling. All right. Look, you know, the heck with those workshop people who tell you you're not broken. You're broken. Let's fix this because you should be able to succeed in doing this. So how can I help you? And, you know, I mean, like I said, I get in people's face when I do it. And I'm sorry, please. I'm very sorry.
Sorry, it would really help if I, there's keyboard strokes, but they didn't work.
I actually enjoyed you a little more in that segment.
It's good. Sometimes you just have to enforce your ability to shut up by muting yourself. So John, we talked about it in passing. I don't want to go too far down the rabbit hole of the greatest networker in the world, but suffice to say, if you haven't read that book before and you're listening and watching now, it's a book you need to check out. But that book was published for the first time.
I want to inject something that came up. And Tom Schreider's got a page on Facebook, and he was advising people to read books a second time. I have a dear friend, George Madu, who used to ask people, have you read The Greatest Networker? Yes, no. If yes, when was the last time you read it? Oh, gee, it's been 5 years. It's been 10 years. And he would always say, go back and read it again. You'll be amazed at how much it's changed.
Wow.
And that's exactly right. That's exactly right. So that was published in 1992. And somewhere right around that same time, another thing happened in your life that has carried on for the last 20 years.
Oh, my God. You know about that?
So you have started you. So I guess my math's off. But you have for over 20 years been using a set of conversation questions that you have shared with me, and that you have done them with my dad for many years. You have shared them with me, and I want to open up that box, because I think there's a lot inside, and I think it's really, really important. And so you call those metanoics today, and so we'll maybe get to how and why you came to call them that. But talk about how these questions found you.
I was bored, so I came up with a name. I was trying to come up with Xerox.
So here. So how did these questions come about, and what are we even talking about here, John?
It's part of the mentor coaching that I've done with people and with groups. And the recent thrust has been noticing the challenge that we have that's been explosively exacerbated by COVID, where remote work is happening and hybrid work is happening. And even looking, you know, I know you guys want to go away from a focus on network marketing, but network marketing is a beautiful place to look. And that's the business of teams. In today's world, team is it. You ain't doing it alone. You are doing it with a team of people. You know this with contact mapping. I've watched you build your team. Network marketing, to me, is all about creating a great team. And that's not what, I don't know what percentage, but it's way the heck up there. 90-some percent? That is not what 90% of the people are doing. They don't have teams. They have groups. They have groups. They can build groups. And there are people out there who are so masterful at building a group, at creating a duplicatable system, at developing the kind of leaders who can be dropped naked in the Sahara Desert and come out in a month with a downline of 50,000 people driving a Ferrari and wearing Armani suits. Great. It's team that is going to do it. Now, what holds, and I'm jamming this on you, what holds a team together? Now, they talk about commitment and competence, and I don't think so. I think what holds a team together, the three of us, let's call us a team right now, is the extent to which we are engaged in each other's personal and spiritual growth. And these questions are one scalable, systematic way to create the kind of connection between people where I know about what's in your heart, Adrian, and I know your vision, I know your values. And once I know those, at that level, you fall in love with people. You cannot help it. I have proved this to myself more times. I mean, it's just, it's a fact. When you begin to share that stuff with people, and it's one of the things your father's great at. Yeah, he talks about the weather once in a while, but it's only an entree into, hey, what really makes you tick? Hey, what's the most important? What's your heart's desire? What do you care about the most? What are your most important values? And when we connect on our values and our vision, and then you put a team of people together where people are connected like that. You got the empathy. You got the vulnerability. You got the like. You got, I mean, look at the Marines. Hard-bitten, killing machines who will go back into a firefight and drag a buddy out under a hail of bullets. Why? Duty? Money? What? These guys love each other. And I've talked to enough Marines to have that be, yeah, you're right. We love each other. So much has been shared with them. And we can do that in all of our teams, in all of our businesses. And these questions that I've come up with, that I've refined, since I sent you the questions, I've changed them three times already. Just because I'm in a tsunami of learning new stuff recently. It's just I'm damn near drowning in it. Oh my God! No more information, please. But John, I can save you. All right. I'm talking too much.
One of the most interesting things you said to me last week was, Tom, why do you think people don't think I love them? And I thought that was that question stuck with me. Because I often just pull my hair out at people not understanding to where I would go for them. and you feel the same inquiry, what did you come up with an answer, or did you, to that question you asked me about you? You remember asking me the question?
Yeah, I do. I've been thinking about it a bunch, and I've identified some things. One is I'm shy. Definition of shy for me is I'm afraid of it. It's not that I'm afraid of being vulnerable. Hell, I'll tell you about my sex life. You know, what do you want to know? That's not a problem. Revealing the deepest thing that I've been thinking about, that's not the issue. The shyness is in falling short, in being able to connect with them in a way that makes their lives more and better, because that's what I want to do, and I am afraid of failing at that.
So
I hold back. And in all honesty, it's just the freaking carelessness. I can be really careless. The title of the little book, Speaking and Listening, the subtitle is You Don't Listen and You Talk Too Much. It's autobiographical.
That's it.
And I teach people to listen, and I teach people to ask questions, and I don't do it anywhere near as well as I should.
All right, let's take a break, Ethan.
That's a perfect little microcosm. So we're going to take one more break. We are going to be back right after this. You're listening to Legacy Leadership with Adrian and Tom Chenault and our amazing guest, John Milton Fogg. And on the other side of the break, we're going to keep digging. It's going to be a great conversation. Stick around.
With protection for your motorcycle, boat, and RV, your Progressive policy works the way it's supposed to, unlike this indecisive sports talk host.
All right, welcome to the Big Shark Show.
Hey, Big Shark, any predictions for the game tonight?
Well, if you ask me, they are definitely going to win big, but I also think there's a chance they don't win. It's just my gut that they will, or they won't, but I do have a hunch that whatever happens, we will definitely know when it does.
Wait, so...
Either way, they always seem to come up with a big play, or sometimes just a smaller one.
Switch to Progressive today.
Bottom line, they're going to win. Or lose.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
And we're back. It is Tom Chanel. It's Adrian Chanel. It's the Network Marketing Leadership Show, now called Legacy Leadership. So I wanted to get them both in there so you would know it. And it was actually an accident until I saw Adrian's head moving in the wrong direction. So this is going to take me a while because I've been doing it for so long. But I'll tell you, you can't teach an old dog new tricks. And what I've seen in John Milton Fogg, my conversations with him on Sunday mornings are sometimes quite difficult because he has such pauses after I get done talking that I think he might have fallen asleep. And now I've got, so he just listens hard till you're done talking, and then he thinks about what you said, and then he speaks. And it's clear to me that when I speak out of being uncomfortable during that gap, it irritates him. So I don't anymore. But I've learned a lesson in listening that a guy that learned a lesson in listening learned earlier than me and taught it to me. And I want to thank you for that, John, because I notice that gap with other people now, instead of just trying to talk on top of people. And I know that if my wife is listening, she says, I wish you would learn it a little more, but I'm a work in progress also. But John, you've made a tremendous contribution to my life, not only in your sobriety, which is by now a long time, but prior to that, you were an idol of mine. I'll never forget the first day I met you at the Mastermind, and from then on, it's been glorious, because you're such a deep and truly caring individual who's not afraid to call out like it is, and I love you for that. So thank you, sir.
Thank you.
So, John, we're on our last segment here, and I want to drive the conversation home. And the thing that I'm thinking about, and you referenced this, that you know we are in a place in the evolution, not just of network marketing, but of society and of where people are going, that there's an increasing disconnection. I was on a call earlier today. We have a global team with contacts mapping. So we have developers in Argentina and all these places. And we were laughing because the technology just wasn't working. And, you know, we were just making jokes about how hard it, you know, like it's great, but it's also hard to do all this stuff. But the New York Times actually did a piece on Sunday, I think it was, and my friend Trace has shared it, just talking about, she used the word unmoored, how unmoored these, especially younger Gen Z workers entering the workforce are feeling, where they're entering a workforce and they can't go and stick their head in somebody's office. They're disconnected, and it's more important than ever to do that. And I think what you have created in these questions is a way to open that up. And so how do these questions create deep, authentic connection no matter who you pair together?
When you share with me, I'll give you some of the questions. What's one fear you have, and how does that fear motivate you? What's the best thing that's happened to you this week, and what is it that made that so good? What's one unwanted aspect of your life that you'd like to change, and what would make changing that be most meaningful for you? Those are three examples of the questions, and they go deep. Now, you can say, hey, that's nice, that's thoughtful, blah, blah, blah. But when you consistently do these with another human being for a month, Monday I ask you, you answer. Tuesday you ask me, I answer, back and forth and back and forth. And we do that for 30 days, change partners in 30 days, change partners again. So you're with three different people over a 90-day period of time. You begin to form habits of connecting with people. Automatically, you're taught to ask questions. You're trained in asking instead, and you're trained in listening. You're trained, you're developing habits. You're shifting your perspective from a focus on what's wrong to a focus on what's right, to a fear-based thought system, to a love-based thought system.
Very good.
And, you know, these questions have been designed to do that. And so I'm working on them, and we're working to develop them, to get them into teams of people, because I know how they work with individuals. I mean, you and I practiced them just once. Tom and I did them for a lengthy period of time. I've been doing them for close to 30 years, and they were a huge part of what helped me stay sober. You know, Tommy kicked my ass and he got me sober, but those questions helped me stay sober, stay engaged and sober. And so, you know, what we're looking for, I think, is that where they're going to shine is in with teams of people. And gosh, we just need this desperately.
We do. We do.
I asked you the question that you didn't give me the answer. You may have, and I didn't listen to it, which is possible. But my newest rant is that guy, that Johan guy that said the opposite of addiction isn't sobriety. It is true human connection. What do you think about that?
Say it again. The opposite of addiction is connection?
Is true human connection.
Is true human connection.
Look at the isolation. Look at the, I mean, you start digging into that thought process. And I'm telling you, I'm more convinced every minute it's true. Why people go to those places is because they're lacking true human connection. And I think it really exposed itself in the pandemic.
Well, you know, I'll go back to the universal life purpose is to love and be loved. And if you ain't being loving and you ain't being loved, you can drink your way to getting away from it. You can forget it. You can sidestep it. You can say it's not a problem. You can delay, but eventually it catches up with you. Sorry, baby. You got to learn to love and be loved. That's where the energy is. That's where the juice is. That's the brass ring.
Yeah, that's exactly right. John, it's been so good being with you today. You need to connect, those of you who are listening, connect with John Fogg, F-O-G-G, on Facebook, and reach out to him about these questions. This is evolving, but it's important, important work. John, we thank you so much for being here with us today. This is going to be just a show that I'll go back to, and I think it's the beginning of huge, huge things that you're working on. And so make sure you connect with John. Thanks for being with us today, and we will be back next week on Legacy Leadership.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.